we need more docs. There's somewhere like a quarter of all of our physicians in Kansas are 60 years of age or older. So we need to replacing physicians too.
Dr. William Cathcart-Rick directs a new program at Kansas University designed to provide those physicians. The idea is to get med school students to practice in rural Kansas by educating them in the state's smaller communities. Now, Cathcart-Rick says, students from rural areas typically go off to medical schools in Wichita and Kansas City.
They say, you know, I really have every intention of coming back to rural Kansas, but they meet a soulmate, they get married, their soulmate happens to be from a big city, and we never see them again. They get captured in the big city. Hopefully, if we train them in smaller communities, they can meet the prospective spouses here, they can network here, and they have those connections which hopefully can be lifelong.
The program is based in the small town of Salina, population 50,000, about a three-hour drive from Kansas City, past corn and soybean fields and the occasional cattle ranch. The med school in downtown Salina is housed in a three-story brick building that was refurbished specifically for the program.
Injury to endothelial cells increases endothelium in one formation.
The first thing you notice is that the professor is not in the room. Instead, he appears on a flat-screen monitor at the front of the classroom.
It's set up with interactive TV, and so we have two monitors. One, we get to see the lecturer's slides. The other monitor, we get to see a video of the lecture.
Claire Hendrickson is a student in the Salina program.
Most of our lectures are out of either Kansas City today. We actually, our lecturer was in Wichita.
The professor in Wichita also has a video feed of the Salina classroom. When students have a question, they simply raise their hand and speak into the microphone built into their desk.
Any questions in Kansas City, Salina, Wichita?
Hendrickson grew up in Lee Compton, Kansas, a town of about 600 people. One of the reasons she chose the Salina program is because of the size of the class. There are only 8 students, making it the smallest med school in the country.
I really like it. I know everybody in my class. We're close, and it's a nice feeling. I went to KU, so I went to a big school, and I'm getting back to the small feel. I like it a lot. But
yeah, how do those two compare, like going to KU and going here?
They're a lot different. My first class, general chemistry in KU, had more people in that lecture hall than there were in my town. So it was a big change, and it was hard to get used to having so many people there.
Other classes are taught by professors in Salina, and students will get hands-on training throughout the four-year program. Then, each one will go on to a residency in a small community in the surrounding area.
The locals refer to this as Clay Center America, and this is a town of about 4,500 people in a county of about 18,000 people.
Dr. Kerry Murphy is a family physician at the Clay Center Clinic, about 100 kilometers northeast of Salina. Chances are at least one of the 8 students in the program will do his or her residency here.
This is a clinic that has currently 8 doctors and 4 mid-level practitioners. And we cover, of course, this town, but also we have satellite clinics in 2 nearby towns. We just kind of operate as a what I call a cradle-to-grave operation. We deliver babies and go all the way up to doing nursing home care.
Clay Center is a great model for what I foresee as primary care practice in Kansas might be.
It's unlikely that there will ever be enough primary care physicians for every small town to have its own doctor. So Cathcart-Rake expects several doctors would work out of a central clinic like Clay Center and see patients at satellite clinics spread out around the county like spokes of a wheel. At the end of their residency, the students will have spent 6 years in rural communities in Kansas. Cathcart-Rake hopes that will be enough time for them to put down roots.
It's going to be hopefully harder for them to break away from those roots and go to bigger cities.
One thing that could lure them away is money. Rural doctors typically serve older, poorer patients, and going into a specialty practice in a big city tends to be far more lucrative. And with the high cost of medical school, it's difficult for graduates to turn down those opportunities. So the Salina program is offering extra financial incentives to help them resist.
It's called KMS. It's the Medical Student Repayment Program.
Claire Hendrickson is one of the 5 medical students who signed up for it.
For every year that you take the program, you give back a year to a rural area, and they pay for your tuition.
That means if they practice in an underserved county for 4 years, they will have essentially gotten their medical degree for free. But William Cathcart-Rake says there's a catch.
If they don't practice primary care in an underserved area in Kansas, they have to pay that back with interest. So you know, they've got those hooks in them. So this is the hope that this innovative program will keep students close to the roots, but only time will tell.
For VOA News, I'm David Weinberg in Salina, Kansas.